This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people who started a regular unemployment claim in Colorado last week was about 3,300, the lowest number of new claims since the pandemic began. Nearly 100,000 people are still enrolled in Colorado's unemployment programs. That's far higher than before the pandemic, and many could lose their benefits as federal programs expire in September. President Biden singled out Colorado's new vaccine incentive program during a speech Thursday. He called on all states to follow suit and offer $100 incentives to people who get the vaccine.
I know the pain people who get vaccinated. It might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them. We all benefit if we can get more people vaccinated.
The governor's office says that in the first week of the incentive program, clinics offering the gift card saw an average of 25 more people per day compared to earlier in the month. After a virtual edition last year, the Vail Dance Festival is back in person starting today. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Vail Dance Festival Artistic Director Damian Wetzel is used to pivoting. But after so many twists and turns during the pandemic, he's over the phrase.
When this is all over, we're going to ban the word pivot, which is not a good thing in dance because we do pivot, but it's enough now.
Fortunately for Wetzel and the dancers in Vail this weekend, the only pivots they have to worry about will be on the stage. After moving all of their events to the outdoor Gerald Ford Amphitheater, the Vail Dance Festival will go on in person. It runs through August 9th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Areas that burned in last year's wildfires could see flash flooding and mudslides today. The forecast has heavy rain possible for much of the state's high country. This is CPR News.